Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, 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 on my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and so greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. We greet you in the name of Jesus, and to God be praise, glory, and to God be honor. We invite you to come in, have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you will continue to come back and come back and keep on coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You can also visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, find out more about our ministry. Amen. And all the different activities that we have going, and still more to come. Amen. So keep an eye on our website, especially for our modified website, which will be up and running shortly. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a good day. Amen. It's a day that the Lord hath made. Amen. So it's good. It's good. Amen. Glory. Even if it don't look good, it's still good. If it don't feel good, it's still good. Because we know that all things work together for our good. Amen. When we have been called by God. Amen. According, when we love God and we have been called by God. Amen. According to his purposes. Amen and amen. So beloved, amen. This is a very, very exciting time of the year. Very, very exciting time on our calendar. Amen. As we know, this weekend, we will be celebrating Mother's Day. Now, we know that Mother's Day is a day that ought to be celebrated every day, and hopefully it is. And we know that Mother's Day, beloved, deserves more than just one day on the calendar a year. Because, beloved, the truth of the matter is, when we really, really get down to it, other than the love that God has towards us, the love that God has towards all mankind, for God so loved the world. Amen. And God is love. Underneath God's love, other than God's love, we beloved, it's no love like a mother. There is no love like a mother's love. I'm telling you, glory be. Ain't nobody going to love you like mama. Ain't nobody going to love you like mama. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. That somebody, you could do your own research, because it's good to do your own research from time to time. And we don't know the year that Mother's Day was instituted, but we can find out. Amen. But right now, let me just find out right here. Mother's Day. Mother's Day was instituted in 1914. So over 100 years ago. Somebody came up with the idea. Matter of fact, her name was Anna Jarvis back in 1908. and it became official in 1914. So we've been honoring Mother's Day for over 100 years, but beloved, God has been honoring mothers from the beginning. We know even with the first mother, the Bible tells us, beloved, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, verse number 20, it says, and the man called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all the living. See? So God honored mothers from the get-go, from the beginning. God honored mothers. Mothers are so important. Number one, it was your entrance into planet Earth. No one got into planet Earth without a mama. Mothers are so special to God that he chose one for Jesus. That's how special mothers are. Jesus entered this world through the womb of a woman named Mary. Somebody ought to say, thank God for the mothers. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God for mothers. Glory be to God. And even if you've never given birth to a child, you can still be a mother. You can have the spirit of a mother. We thank God for the mothers of Zion. We thank God for all those who have mothered other people's children, cousins and nephews and neighbors. Huh? Glory be to God. Beloved, mothers are so special to God that even in the Ten Commandments, come on somebody, y'all know the Ten Commandments, hallelujah, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 20, amen, verse number 12, honor, honor, honor your father, honor your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Honoring your mother and your father is the first commandment with promise. The Lord has said, do you want to live a long life? I want to tell you what you need to do. You need to honor your mama and your daddy. We'll talk about daddies later on at another time. You have to give respect to this person here, this woman here who carried you. Is it possible that so many of our this generation are dying at an early age because they haven't been honoring mommy and daddy? I'm putting it out of here now. When we holding on to the word. Let's just work the word for what the word saying. This is not Pastor Alfreda. This is the word. He says if you honor your mother and your father, you're going to live long. Is it possible that some folks are being cut short because they're disrespecting mama, cussing mama out, and trying to beat up mama and whatever else you're trying to do to mama? Physically, mentally, and otherwise. Is it possible? See, this is how important. And let me say something to you women out there. And men don't like your mother-in-law. There's always a rift with the mother-in-law in most cases. Thank God I didn't have that problem, but a lot of people do. But let me tell you something. Came out of the womb of that woman that you don't like. Some of these men, women and men got a nerve to have an attitude with the mother-in-law, don't like the mother-in-law, but your spouse came out the womb of that mother-in-law. Now, that don't, come on now, get your act together. Get your act together. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, that we ought to honor our mother and father. In the book of Leviticus, 19:3, it says, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, reverence them. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you. Proverbs
31, and we'll talk about some more on this verse on our Sunday's message, Lord's willing. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Thank God, amen, for the mothers. Pay attention, beloved. Pay attention. It's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. Now, the Lord is not saying, I think you need to think about, you know, your mama. No. Honor your mother. Well, my mama wasn't all that a good person. Honor your mother. Well, you know, my mama did some bad things. Honor your mama. You can go on and talk all day and my mama didn't treat me well. Honor your mama. God gonna handle that. Honor your mama. You have no excuse for, and wait a minute. Let me go a little bit deeper. He didn't say honor your mama and daddy until you get until 18. After you turn 18, you're under no obligation to honor your mother, your father. No. As long as you got a mama and a father, you could be 75, 80 years old. You have to honor, and we're talking about mothers today, amen, tying that into our message on obedience here, amen, glory be to God. You need to honor that woman. She gave you life. God chose this woman's womb for you to travel into earth, planet earth, and you are to honor her. Simply put, glory be to God, hallelujah. To live in peace, beloved, for generations in the promised land, the Israelites would need to respect authority and build strong families, because it is God's idea to have strong families, because the church is only as strong as the families are. So when the Bible tells us to honor our parents, what is the Lord telling us? Honor your mother. Honor your father. Partly it means, beloved, speaking well of them. You speak well of your parents. I don't care if they turn in tricks all night. You got to talk well of your mama, amen, because you came up out of the womb of your mama. Glory be to God. And you have to speak politely to them. That's not to say they're always right, but you're going to speak politely. You're not hollering. You're not screaming. You're not cussing out your mama. And we see it happening today more so than ever. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing the way some of these children treat their parents. And even more embarrassing that the parents let them get away with it. The parents have a responsibility and the children have a responsibility too. God is going to judge your parents for how your parents treated you. And God going to judge you for how you treat your parents. And you are without excuse, because you still have to honor them. Why? Because the Bible says so. It also means showing them courtesy, being courteous to your parents, being respectful to your parents. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Glory be to God. To your parents. Why? This is your mama. Somebody wrote a song, I always love my mama. If you love your mama, if you don't love your mama, you still have to honor your mother. What they got to do with you honoring your mother? You can honor people you don't know and love. You're honoring your bosses and other people you don't know. You honoring them. Beloved, the only time that we have a reason, that God gives us a reason not to honor our mother and father, glory be to God, hallelujah, if it means that you have to disobey God to do it. Now, if you got to disobey God, amen, which is going to be the only way that your parents are going to receive you, now you have, amen, a reason, amen, not to do it. But that is your only way out. That is your only way out. Glory be to God. It means following their teaching and example. When the Bible says honor your mother and honor your father, beloved, you are following what they teach you. You are following their examples when they put God first. When they put God first. I know certain families where the parents are not saved, nobody's saved, and the only person that's saved in that household is that child. The only person. Parents have a special place in God's sight. Even those who find it difficult to get along with their parents are still commanded to honor them. Might not agree. Might be different religions. Might be different this, different that. Huh? You still have to honor them. Because the Bible says if you want to live long, that's what you got to do. And somebody needs to teach this to this generation. Maybe we'll stop going to all these funerals with all these young folks. Somebody needs to teach these young folks, glory be to God, that no matter what mama doing, and it might be embarrassing. It might be real embarrassing. It might be real hurting. Maybe you still hurt. Maybe you're still bleeding. We empathize, sympathize. We're going to pray with you, pray for you. And we're going to pray for mama too. But you still have a responsibility, amen, to honor them. Glory be, because this is the will of God. Beloved, but then the Lord takes it, amen, one step. Amen. Deeper over in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10, verse number 37. And Jesus says this, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. See, we have to take this a little bit deeper, beloved, because some people, amen, will look for any excuse they can not to follow Christ. Well, my mama told me I can't follow Christ. And my mama say I can't go to church. You a grown person talking about your mama say you can't go to church. You need to cut the crap. See? And some people use any excuse. So here Jesus, amen, he hit it home. Amen. He said, honor your mother. Honor your father. By all means. But if you love them more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. Let's take it home. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus took the Ten Commandments, beloved, and he put it in two. Glory be to God. The first four commandments, amen, shows us, amen, how to love God, and the other six commandments shows us how to love our neighbors. The Lord took those Ten Commandments, put it in two commandments in the New Testament. What are the two commandments? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. Love God first. He didn't say nothing about loving your mama first. Yeah, Lord help us. Beloved, when we make a commitment to follow Christ, when we make a commitment to be obedient to God, our commitment may separate friends and loved ones. Now, Jesus is not encouraging disobedience to parents. He's not encouraging confrontation to our parents. But Jesus here is showing, beloved, that his presence demands a decision. You got to choose. Or you got to choose. And guess what? And it's your choice. Because some will follow him and some won't. Conflict is going to arise, beloved. That's life. We're going to have some conflict. We're going to have some family conflict. Every family has some type of conflict, amen, sooner or later. That's going to arise. That's inevitable. Family and friends may see our new faith as rejecting them personally. Oh, they walking with Jesus now. Hey, they walking with Jesus now. I ain't got time for me. Ain't got time. I ain't got to go there. Some of y'all already know, and you know very well. See? When we make a choice to follow Jesus, it may be some conflict in the family. You might have to really make a choice between mama and Jesus. Well, who I go with? Because the Lord told me to honor my mama, and my mama mad that you choose Jesus. You choose Jesus. If it comes down to your mother and Jesus, the Bible says you choose Jesus. Number one, he the only one got a heaven and hell to put you in. And all your blessings come from him. I don't care how much your mama done did for you. As you take up your cross and follow him, here it is, obedience, because you're not going to follow him if you're not walking in obedience. And if you're not walking in obedience, you're not going to follow him. When you walk and follow Jesus, beloved, your different values, morals, and goals is going to set you apart from other people. And Jesus is calling us to a higher mission than to find comfort in this life. Your mission is higher than that. Well, I just want peace in my home. I'm just going to do what they tell me, what they want me to do. Oh, even if it means bringing disgrace to the cross, even if it means turning your back on Jesus. Well, you know, my mama want me to be a Jehovah Witness. So, you know what I mean? I got to, you know, I'm just going to go ahead because the Bible says honor your mother. No, you need to get some clarity on the scriptures. My people perish for a lack of understanding and knowledge. That ain't what God was saying. My mama was saying, I don't need to be saved. So my mama was saying, nah, nah, and I got to honor my mama. Nah, 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 nah. Hold it. Hold it. Hold your mule. Let's get some understanding here. You do what you want to do. You just using your mama as a scapegoat. Don't use your mama as no scapegoat. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when the Lord is telling us here, hallelujah. He says, he who loves mother or father more than me is not worthy of me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the love of family is very important to God. Family is very important. Thank God. He created the family. God created Adam and Eve. God created the family before he created the church. So family is very important, God. But even, beloved, hallelujah, the love that we have towards our family can be self-serving. And not only that, the love that we have towards our family can be an excuse not to serve God and not to do his work. You serving God today? Nah, I ain't doing it because you know my mama. No, my mom, my family, my mama, my nah. You out of order. You out of order. Love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. God's first. This is God's order, beloved, according to the scriptures. God is first, number one. Point blank, God is first. Number two, family. Number three, the church. Now, for those of you that don't understand that order, we'll break it down for you at another time. God first. Seek ye first the kingdom. Your family second. Your church, your physical church, third. That's God's order. That's God's divine order. Glory be to God. So, beloved, don't neglect your family. And you need to assure your family that you love them. In fact, you may be able to influence them to walk with Christ. Love your family. Show them. Show them, amen, what God has done in you. Show them the new you. Glory. Show them, glory be to God, what it means to fall in love with Christ. Show your family. They're watching you anyhow. Hallelujah. Remember, beloved, that your commitment to God should be your first priority. Your first priority. Amen and amen. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, would-be mothers, soon-to-be mothers, those who used to be mothers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. We thank God for the mothers. We thank God for, amen, the mothers in Zion. Ooh, thank God for them praying mothers. Amen. Let me tell you something. A lot of these church buildings today, you know why the door's still open? You want to know why they don't have no mortgage on their church? I'm going to tell you why. Because them mothers in Zion that was pinching and saving every penny and holding that money in their bazaar, y'all know where they tuck that money away and bringing that money to the church when folks was making real sacrifices. Huh? That's why that church don't have no mortgage, because of them mothers in Zion. Some of you with your educated self, college degrees and all that, you want to know how you got it? Huh? Because those mothers in Zion didn't even have a high school education. Those mothers in Zion never even entered a college unless they was in there cleaning the bathrooms, but made sure their children got a college education. The sacrifices those mothers made. Those mothers in Zion, when daddy walked out and left mama with a house full of children, she wasn't turning tricks in the midnight hour. She'd go to bed with her passion and her flesh on fire, but she refused to bring a man in that house, because she was going to be a godly example for her children and what it meant to live holy. Somebody need to give God some praise for the mothers. Thank God for the examples that they set. Thank God for the sacrifices that they made. Thank God for the prayers that they prayed. Some of you are saved today because of those mothers in Zion, your grandmama and your great-grandma that prayed you through. Prayed before you was even conceived. They prayed for you. Made it through the mess you made it through. Don't even know what God brought you through because of the prayers of those mothers in Zion. And then people want to talk about them because they don't have the education. Talk about them because they was poor. Talk about them because this and that. Overlooking the sacrifices that these mothers made that you might be where you are today. The sacrifices those mothers made for you to go out and vote. Some of you still won't go out and vote. People died, shed their blood for you, amen, to have the freedom to go cast your ballot. Thank God for mothers. They got a special place. Let me tell you something. Mary, the mother of Jesus, not the only one, amen, they got a special place. Hallelujah. Mothers have a special place, especially godly mothers. We want to honor all the mothers. Amen, hallelujah, and pray that, hallelujah, this weekend, amen, will bring you much pleasure, whatever you do. Most people don't like to go out because restaurants are overcrowded and overpriced around Mother's Day, that you don't have to go out. Hallelujah. But we pray, hallelujah, that whatever you do, hallelujah, you will enjoy your day, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Some of us whose mothers have gone on to glory, thank God for them. Thank God you had a mama. Remember the good days. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And thank God for the mothers. Thank God for the mothers to be. Hallelujah. Thank God. Those that's in the hospitals right now in childbirth, giving birth. Let me tell you something. When a woman gives birth to a baby, she has one foot in life and the other foot in death. That's how tedious it is for a mother to bring forth a child. And then we dare disrespect our mothers. Then we want to throw them up in a nursing home. Throw them up in hospice instead of caring for them. If one woman can have 10 children, and you're going to tell me not one of those 10 can take care of that mama? No, I got my education. I got this. I got that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to be old one day. Let me tell you something. And us mothers, amen, those mothers out there treating those children any kind of way, let me tell you something. You're going to get old. Oh, you're going to get old. God spare your life. Huh? And guess what? Them children ain't going to pay you no attention. They ain't going to pay quite you. You reaping what you're sowing. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. In Jesus' name. And what we want to do today, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we want to honor, hallelujah, our sister Norwood, who has a birthday tomorrow. But tomorrow, y'all may or may not be hearing from me tomorrow. You may or you may not. Amen. And we don't know. Plus, she already made a commitment to do something else around this time tomorrow. So she may not be on the line either. All right. But we did not want to omit our sister Tanya Norwood. Amen. So we want to acknowledge her birthday on today. Amen. In Jesus' name. So let me see if I think I recognize the last four digits of her number. Amen. Bless the Lord. Give me one second here. Thanks. Let me open up. Let me see. Yes. Norwood, are you there?
Oh, good morning. I am. Thank you so much for the acknowledgement.
I haven't acknowledged you yet. Let me just express my gratitude to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're going to, amen. It's tomorrow, but we're going to treat it like it's today. And so you got some advanced love, amen, coming your way. So I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. We're going to play the birthday song at the end because we do want to open up the lines. Amen. But I'll just give my little short version. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen. So we want to say happy, 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 happy birthday on this special time around Mother's Day. Amen. And to my knowledge, you don't have any children, but you still are a mother in Zion because you're always pouring out and nurturing, amen, and encouraging and empowering the body of Christ. So we thank God for the spirit of the mother, amen, that travels with you. Amen. We want to thank God for you being a special person. Amen. Your prayer life. Amen. Your examples and leadership. Your husband always promoting you as a good wife. and just a special person in the Lord's kingdom. Thank God, amen, for your commitment to his kingdom, amen, and your service in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And very, very grateful, amen, how the Lord has jointly put all this together. So I just want to express for me, Pastor Bradford, and on behalf of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, as we open up the lines, maybe some people are not here, whatever the case might be, amen, that I pray that this weekend, this whole weekend, today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day too, the balance of the month, the balance of the year, amen, will be very, very special as you, if you have already entered into a brand new season, amen, that God will grant you your heart's desire, everything you've asked for, everything you've prayed for, amen, you will not be delayed, neither will it be denied. So happy birthday. I love you. We love you. Amen. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for who you are becoming. Amen. So God bless you. So we want to give you the floor if you'd like to say anything, and then we will open up the calls for those of you who desire to express words to our minister, Tanya Norwood. God bless you, sister, and the floor is yours.
Good morning again. Thank you, Pastor Bradford, Dr. Alfreda, for those sentiments. Oh, my goodness. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. I can remember back to when our dear friend Dottie Nix would encourage me to get onto the prayer line, and I would be like, oh, it sounds really good, but it's really early. And she would just periodically just keep putting it out there. And then one day the Lord said, daughter, but you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to wash your face, brush your teeth. You don't have to get dressed. All you have to do is dial the phone. Can you do that? I was like, Daddy, you know I can do that. And here we have been ever since. And thank you for growing me up and having my gifts to be able to be developed under your ministry and just sitting under you. I know you remember, and if you don't, I'll bring to recall the very first time that I jumped on the call. Spirit bear witness with spirit. And I said, this is an anointed woman of God. And I just thank God for you and how you placed you into our lives, Jerome and ours, so that we can continue to grow in the things of the Lord. And like, that's the best birthday gift that I can get, is just continuing to grow in the things of the Lord. And as you said, being an example for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, just being used by him, being a tangible touch for him in the earth. And I'm just so thankful. I'm more than thankful. I'm grateful, appreciative, and I don't even have all the adjectives to say what I feel for God, that he's given me another day. And I'm excited about my age, 63. I will be 63 on Saturday, and I'm excited about that because, you know, our adversary, he's just trying to snuff us out, and he was all up in my head, all up in my mind, all up in my thoughts. That's why we need to renew, and he had me at the point of depression, oppression, and wanting to actually take my life, like kill myself at 40, okay? So when we don't get things right, they don't go away. They fester. That's why he tells us to love, so that a root of bitterness doesn't spring up, because it will overtake us. Anything that we're not giving over to the Lord, fully surrendered, yielded. And so I'm just so thankful that I really got reconnected, because it's one thing to say that we belong to the Lord. It's another thing to be connected to that vital, to the branch, to the vine, that vital source. And when I got reconnected all in, started getting into my word. So when I'm saying these things to people, I'm not just saying something just, When we really do that, he will be a sustainer, as in Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Talk to God about everything. Pray to him. When we do that, he does give us that peace that surpasses our human comprehension, and that peace does keep us in the midst of the storm, and that peace will allow us to live victorious. I love the abundant life talked about in John 10:10, part B. And this weekend,
this month, just knowing it's my birthday month, our birthday month, because I have a twin sister out in California, it's the abundant life. And it's not about dollars and cents. It's just the abundant life in him. And I thank God for the abundant life. And I thank God for you and the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and the ministry partners. I thank God to just be able to labor together with you all during this time. And I'm excited about paradise with all of you as well. And so thank you for a moment just to share. And thank you for celebration. It is important that we celebrate and acknowledge those that we are connected to, that we fellowship with. So I thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, amen. You're welcome. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You're so well-versed. Amen. Be blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. Excuse me. I'm opening up the lines now. The lines are being opened up. Amen. And so, amen, just jump in one at a time, amen, and we're not going to prolong, amen, just jump in. If you have anything you desire to say, amen, you can speak it now, in Jesus' name.
Morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning. Oh, God. God, I just thank you this morning, Father.
All participants are unmuted.
Just waking up and just hearing the word, the message this morning, and just thank you for life and love and happiness and all this beautiful, 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 beautiful prayer line. And Sister Norwood, my God, my God, my God, I thank you so much for your beautiful, elegant voice, and every word is precise and you are a beautiful, wonderful woman of God. I just love hearing you. I met you several, several times, and I even got a picture I look at often at Pastor Bradford's Christmas celebration and your husband and many other prayer partners that attended that particular day. And I just want to say, when you lifted me up for my birthday, I'm still feasting, and I know God is good because the breath of life that he gives us is great. So you just keep on praising God the way you do. You keep on being the elegant woman that you are. You just keep on doing all the anointed things that he had put in your life. And I just want to say personally to you, happy birthday, many, many more. And I think about your sister, too, and I remember the poem that I had written for you. So, God, I just thank you for this wonderful woman of God and this wonderful, wonderful prayer line. Pastor Bradford, I love you as well, and everybody else that's listening. God is good, and just to be your age, you don't look it, you don't act it. They tell me the same thing. Say, I don't know how you're supposed to act. I know Jesus. That's all I know. And I am a happy woman of God, and I hear it in your voice, and I see it. So you just have a happy everything. That's my new line I'm throwing out there. You have a blessed everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I'm just like you, excited. I don't know what how you're supposed to act or what 63 is supposed to look like, but here we are. Bless God, bless God, bless God.
That's right. Looking good, girl. You got to go on.
Thank you. We have to represent our father, and you know he's all about royalty, right?
That's right. I agree. So agree. Yes, he is. Bless you, my sister.
Thank you so much.
Mighty woman of God.
Yeah, he wants us to be alive and vibrant. Good morning. That's what draws people
I know
to
that's right.
and to him, absolutely.
That's right.
Good morning.
I so agree. So agree. So agree. So agree.
Good morning.
Happy, happy, happy.
This is Joanne Thurman, and I'm wishing you a most happy birthday. I'd agree with Sister Gwen. You are a beautiful woman. I mean, on the outside and the inside. And you know that I did write you a poem, Lady of Elegance, which was the title. And for your birthday, I'm going to read it for the world to honor you. Lady of Elegance, Tanya. There's a lady that I know that I admire and respect. the way she carries herself in a flair of great success, so knowledgeable in subjects that she shares with everyone, in her most sweet and gentle voice, so elegant she comes. There's an appropriate refinement in the grace she feels with ease. A God-fearing princess, I know my Lord is pleased. Her patience and her serenity in nature sets her into gear. For when you need that special prayer, which scripture we will hear. A word with hope to pull us through, to start us on our way. We hear from God, our prayers are answered on that very day. So blessed, so humbled, a peaceful soul, my sister Tanya stands. It's always a delight to hear when she gives a praises to her man. You feel their harmony working together so faithfully, a symphony in simplicity, but still so lovingly. A lady of elegance, her good taste you can't deny. God's sweet stylish daughter, a blessing in our lives. Lady of elegance, Tanya. Have a wonderful birthday, dear. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Bless you indeed. Peace and grace. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sister Joanne. As I sat and listened to those words again, I was just thinking, Dr. Elfrida has said time and time again, what a gift, what a gift, what a gift God has given you, and what a gift to the body. And I just thank you for those beautiful, beautiful words. And it's just really interesting to me, and I think that, and I thank God, not that I thank God that he made me this way, and I hear my my bishop say this often, the way you all see me is really not how I see myself. It's really not how I see myself, but I believe that it's all for purpose, so that God can be glorified in it all. And I'm just privileged and appreciative to be a vessel that he chose in my weaknesses, in my imperfections, in my slipping sometimes and just all over the place, that he would just use me as a vessel in his vineyard for his people. And just thank you for those beautiful, beautiful words. I'm over here and my heart is just full. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. So just thank you.
You're so humble, and that's why we're giving you those flowers, because you give God all the glory. You're amazing. And we do love
you. You know, that is my favorite word, have an amazing day. So thank you again. Thank you. And thank you for sharing your gift that God has given you with the body of Christ. Thank you so much for the edification of not only me, but of so, so, so many. And we are to be encouragers of one another. And so I thank you on this special day leading into my birthday. So thank you so much.
Good morning, Judge Norwood. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I thank God for you. I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for your soft sternness to the Lord, sincere. I thank God for you praying for my niece when she wants to leave all her children and give up on them. And you prayed that day for her, as you prayed for her. And she's still with her children, and children doing good. She's doing well through Christ Jesus. I just thank God for you. I thank God for you and your husband. I thank God how you stuck with this ministry, praying for us. I just thank God for you. You're a beautiful person. I just thank God. Happy birthday. Have many, many more. Enjoy your day. And happy birthday. Thank you for all your prayers for me and my family. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sister Hattie, and because you are on here, sharing has made it a wonderful birthday from the outset. So I just thank you. Thank you for those birthday wishes, and thank you for good reports, because the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person, a righteous man avails much. And it is so good when we hear the reports of how the Lord is moving, because it helps to build our faith and helps us just to continue to just saying what the Word of God is saying over the situations and circumstances. And again, I consider it a privilege that God would just use my voice to speak out, just to speak out what He wants, you know, to have happen in the earth. And again, just thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're
an amazing
welcome.
Day.
God bless you. You too.
And you as well.
And happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Jerome. I can hear you.
Yes, this is the word from the Tanya's Husband Choir. The Tanya Husband Choir, I want to say that during this Mother's Day week, that Tanya Norwood, as my name is called Tanya Norwood's husband, or Tanya's husband, I just want to say a few things. This is a beautiful week because she is not only a beautiful woman, but well, we have three grandchildren, and one of my grandchildren just had a birthday a day ago. Her name is Layla, and Layla and Tanya have now bonded. So Tanya's real name, so Layla is Nana. So yeah, she is a grandmother, in the sense that she is showing God to Layla, and Layla is responding, and we have raising up our grandchildren to love God, and Tanya is our main catalyst in that. So people be ready for her to expand the kingdom of God with these young people. So when she's in heaven looking down, these grandchildren be looking up saying, I remember Nana, she taught me about God. So that's from the Norwood family, the choir. Thank you so much for all those birthday wishes. Everybody have a blessed, sunny day.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey. He's in another room. Thank you. Listen, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And Jerome literally found me. I'm not kidding. It's the second marriage for both of us. So as Dr. Alfreda said, I don't have any biological children, but I have two bonus daughters. When I met Jerome, Sydney, who has all of our three grandbabies, was 9. Sydney will be 38 in September, and Janelle was 12, and she'll be 41, I believe, in July, and our three grandbabies. And listen, he who finds a wife finds a good thing, but when he's looking for you, if you're single, he's looking for you, you need to be preparing for him and not accepting the counterfeit that the enemy would like to send your way. And as a result of that, waiting on the Lord, because the first time I got that thing all wrong, okay? Not connected to the very vital source that will lead and direct us in truth, right? And I'm just glad that the Lord gives us second, third, 15 chances. But on that second time around, I just got on his page. Sold out, surrendered, yielded. God, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And as a result, this December, it'll be 27 years that we are married, and we dated for 2. And all I know is that when you get on God's page, for real, he redeems the time. He redeems the time. Some people are not even married in their first marriage 27 years. All right. So, I was married for a long time in that first marriage. So, yes, God is faithful and he is good. And I thank God for Jerome. I thank God. He is, he's my cornerstone, my rock. And first is God. But it's him. And I can trust him like I can trust God. I can depend upon him. I can lean on him. And when I'm weak, he is strong. And he just loves me unconditionally, really, really, for real. You all see what you see, but he sees the real deal. And he loves me unconditionally. And I thank God for his demeanor. You know, sometimes, you know, early on, we over here saying a whole lot of crazy stuff, and me, and doing a whole lot of crazy stuff. And just the way the Lord wired him, he's not holding. Love hardly even notices when it's done wrong. It does not hold a grudge, all that kind of stuff. That man is living it with me. Okay, thank God I got myself together. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Trim, I just want to tell you, honey, that I love you publicly, globally.
Yes. And I'm so blessed and grateful to be able to spend my birthday with you, honey. I love you. And mm-hmm. thank you for your kind sentiment yes. this morning as well. I appreciate that.
God bless you, Minister Tanya Norwood. God bless you. I am the newest one. I didn't know all of y'all, and thank God for Apostle Bradford and able to get up to hear about the Mother's Day and that, you know, dig a little sermonette about that for me that is waiting, too. But I wanted to salute mm-hmm. you. Your anointing. That's what I want to give you. Anointing mm-hmm. woman of God, the virtuous mm-hmm. woman. What I learned from you is the time that you spend in the Lord, because mm-hmm. you can't do all of that and quote them scriptures and flow of what people say. Give it back the word as a prayer warrior of what all the stuff that the Lord is doing in your life. I met you at the Christmas party and you and your husband mm-hmm. and, you know, we had our side little joke, but you know what that is. But the fact of the matter is the virtuous woman, and the Lord just want mm-hmm. me to tell you this, the best is yet to come. The best mm-hmm. is yet to come.
Yes.
The best mm-hmm. is yet to come. The best mm-hmm. is yet to come. The best mm-hmm. is yet to come. The best is yet to come. So I call you co-labor. Happy birthday, mm-hmm. many, many more. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All the people that you had touched. You touched my life and made me continue to go mm-hmm. forth in Jesus' name. I thank all of us. All of us, all of us, all of us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Always sending me something. Always saying this Zoom. Always talking about prayer. And really what the Lord wants me to tell you, you are God's spokeswoman. And you mm-hmm. echo God's word. I want you to tell the heart of your heart desire is for soul. You're not playing. You know, and we thank God for Apostle Bradford, because sometimes mm-hmm. you want to know why she handpicked certain people, because she get the mm-hmm. The vision from Christ, who to use and who mm-hmm. not to use. And mm-hmm. because she, you know, this prayer call and all the things that we do behind the scene is a serious job. And we see the seriousness for the yeah. souls. We see the seriousness of the study. We see the seriousness mm-hmm. of the love. And we see the yeah. unity. Hallelujah, of Christ that is first, and it trickled down, you know, of anointing, it trickled down. Of the word, it trickled down, and it made people, wherever they at, to get more. It made people to check themselves. It made people, whatever they're doing, to keep on praying and to keep on knowing God's word and continue. Don't get stuck and stagnant. Continue to go further. I bless God for you, co-labor in the Lord. Thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God for Apostle Bradford. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And the songwriter do say, mm-hmm. you are so beautiful, I have to say. To us, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Can't you see? You everything yep. God's hope for, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You everything God needs. You mm-hmm. are so beautiful, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. To us, God bless you, Minister Tanya Norwood. Happy birthday and many, many more. God bless you.
Yeah.
Listen, Sister Ernestine, thank you so much. If I sound a little emotional now, it is because I am just so much outpouring of love. And you said three things. And I'm not a numbers girl, like numbers. I know the basic numbers, three for the mm-hmm. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, seven for completion, mm-hmm. eight for new beginnings. But here's the thing. You said mm-hmm. three things that are so, so just personal, that the best is yet to come.
and I believe that with all of my heart for all of you and for myself, because the Lord knows my heart's desire about some things that I have before him. And his word tells us that our latter days will be greater than our former days, first thing. Second thing, that we are co-laborers together, and I thank God for you and all of my co-laborers with the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. I thank God for each and every one of you, for we all bring our certain flair that God has given us, deposited into us to use for his kingdom building and for his glory. And we need you just the way that he created you to bring forth what he has so that people will be compelled to come unto his son. And so I thank you for being a co-laborer, and I just appreciate that. And then the third thing, that song, God's given us all music. The adversary tries to taint it, but nonetheless, God has given us all music. And Joe Crocker wrote that song originally, and it's in my playlist. And when I play it, you know, he's singing about, you know, a woman, but when I play it, I think the same way you think. And it just touches my heart. You ever put something on the loop? My husband says sometimes with many songs, like playing that song over and over and over and over and over again. And so when you sing that, yes, it just touched my heart. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your birthday wishes. You. I wish I was like you and Dr. Delfrida, that I could just break out in a song. I'm just over here making some joyful noise in the choir. He has not like told me to step on out there, be courageous with my like with my joyful noise anywhere. I'm just joyful in the choir. But I so appreciate that. Appreciate you. And thank you again for those birthday wishes with all of our heart. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Has everyone spoken who desires to speak?
No, good morning. I'm trying to get dressed. I don't have no long speech, Minister Noah Wood. I'm just calling to say God bless you and have a blessed birthday. Enjoy your weekend in Jesus' name, and bless you many more to come. God bless
you. Thank you so much. Listen, all well wishes are so, so appreciated. And just that you would want to, like, click the unmute button on your phone and wish me happy birthday is a blessing, and I so appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Bless you. Enjoy.
It's already enjoyable because the Lord woke me up, and it's and
I
then
know that's
put
right.
some and listen, and then I like ice cream, and when I can get toppings, I don't do that all the time because you know that's not good for us. But when I can get those toppings periodically, so listen, I already have this is like some chocolate sprinkles right here, all of this going on right here. So yeah, it's a very good day. And sometimes you know we can eat our dessert before we eat our dinner. I wouldn't advise that all the time, but sometimes, I don't know about you all, but when we were growing up in our house, the special treat when our mother would let us have breakfast for dinner, that was a special treat when we could have pancakes for dinner. And so ice cream early in the morning, I'm not trying to do that all the time, but this morning, it's a very good thing.
That's right.
So thank you all so much for sharing my birthday with me. It's just such a blessing. I couldn't think of a better way to start my birthday celebration.
Right.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Minister Norwood. Amen. We really, really, really love you. Amen. And I love to hear you laugh when you laugh because you sound so happy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So happy. Amen.
I know
so
that's right.
God bless
that's
you
right.
and God bless your husband. Amen. And your marriage and your working together in ministry. And just thank God that the two of you are a part of the substantial part of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. So, amen. We want to thank God for those of you who was able to express your expressions.
Right.
Amen. And what you didn't express today, you could express later on today or tomorrow. Tomorrow's her birthday. Amen. So give her the love that you would like to be given on yours. Amen.
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
God bless each and every one. Amen. And everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Lord willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station.
Yes.
Giving God praise, glory, and honor. No prayer at tonight. Amen. This is our weekend off. Amen. So we'll have 12 o'clock, and then that will be it. Amen. Until our Sunday message. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda.
Yes.
Amen. Signing out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.